You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Money is such an issue with us a lot of times. I have lived check to check. I know, as a matter of fact, the majority of my adult life, I have lived check to check. I know exactly what it is to be in that grind. And so I want to help as many people as I can because I've learned some things about money. And I wanted to bring on an expert. A woman has this book out. Her soon-to-be-published first book is I Can't Afford to Marry You.
Wow.
Is the name of the book, which is interesting in itself. But she has a wealth of knowledge as a financial advisor. We need hands-on information. So for the first time, please welcome to the show. I'm not going to give a real name. We're calling her the Money Lady.
The Money Lady.
The Money Lady.
Good morning, Money Lady.
Good morning, folks. The Money Lady's here. We're going to talk about credit. And credit report.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at.
Let's get right to it.
Okay, that's a big one because the credit and credit report either allows us or disallows us to get what we want. Right. So let's talk about the credit bureau. What are the myths about your credit report?
I'm just going to cover today 6 myths about credit reports.
6.
Myth number 1. My bad credit will be restored after 7 years, right?
Yes,
right.
That's what I've heard.
Wrong.
Wow.
See, when they sell that bad credit to a collection agency, that collection agency can keep hounding you year after year after year if they choose to.
Mm-hmm.
Myth number 2, if I was late in the past and now I'm caught up on all of my bills and I'm current, I now have good credit, right?
Right.
No.
Wrong. See, the late pays from last year and 2 years ago are still going against you, which keeps your score down. Myth number 3, I'm divorced. And in my divorce papers, it says that my husband is going to take the responsibility of paying 4 of the credit cards. That's his responsibility, right?
Right.
Wrong.
Okay.
The creditors don't care that you got divorced. All they care about is when you were married. Both of your signatures were on the documents.
Do that apply for baby mama, too? Money?
Okay, for baby mama, too. It doesn't matter.
I knew that heifer was
gone. Myth number 4. If I move around a lot, it really won't hurt my credit score, right?
Uh-oh.
Wrong.
What does move around mean?
See, because when you're moving around a lot, it looks like you're to the credit bureau that you are unstable.
So how do you repair that? Because I've moved a lot just because I'm in television.
Exactly. So when you move around a lot in television or whatever your job is, you might want to have just one address. You're reporting only one address all the time. Maybe a P.O. box address all the time.
Always stick with mama.
My mom's address.
That's correct. Your mom's address. Now, myth number 5, authorized user. I have good credit, but my boyfriend has bad credit. But I love him a lot, so I'm going to let him be an authorized user on my credit. Is that okay?
No.
Why is it not okay? Because if you break up, he's charged $8,000 on your credit card.
Yeah.
You don't know where he is, but now you still owe that $8,000. Myth number 6.
Okay.
I get one free copy of my credit report once a year. That's good, right?
Wrong.
Okay. Wrong. Because identity theft is so popular nowadays. That every day that you use your credit card, your debit card, or even if you write a check, you're running the risk of somebody stealing your identity. So when you go to lunch today and you give your credit card to the waiter, he's gone for 4 or 5 minutes. You don't know what's happening with your credit card. So yes, it's good to get that one free credit report once a year, but I suggest you get one every quarter. So every quarter you're watching your credit report and you know if those are things that you've charged. And you can get a free credit report every year by going to, like, annualcreditreport.com. Now, let's talk about having a high score versus a low score. The highest credit score that you can have is 850. The lowest score you can have is 300. Now, if you had a high score, like an 850, and let's just say, for example, you're wanting to buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it simple. The car is $20,000. You want to pay the car off over a 4-year period. If you have a score of 650 or more, your payment is going to be $587. But if your credit score is 450, now that same car is going to cost you $787 a month. That's $200 more.
Yeah, $200
more a month that you're paying on a car just because you have bad credit.
And well, the reason for that, folks, is because if they consider you a credit risk, they charge you a higher interest rate. The lower your credit score, the higher the interest rate you're going to have to pay. So when they get their money back, they're going to be getting back a lot more of it quicker. So in case you flake, they pretty much can cover it yourself. Hold on. We'll be back with more from the Money Lady. Just trying to get some facts out. We're going to have her on every week for a while to really get at this thing called money. So be listening, everybody. We'll be back with the Money Lady.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.